Welcome to episode 238 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be addressing a topic I have titled Later On. Our anchor scripture by the grace of God is going to be taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Today, I'm going to be reading from the New International Version, NIV. It says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, what does this concept of later on mean? This concept of later on just means living your life based on the future and not based on the present. Especially when we're talking about discipline. You know, this thing pretty much says no discipline seems pleasant at the time. Whenever you're going through discipline, whenever you're disciplining yourself to do something, it's usually for an expected future benefit. Discipline is usually for an expected future benefit. Because in the present, discipline is associated with pain, not with pleasure. Say, for example, a person is trying to lose weight. In the present, the things you're going to be doing to lose that weight, exercise, counting your calories, eating healthy, sometimes fasting, you know, like intermittent fasting, all those things are painful. If we're being honest here, there is no one that really likes doing those things. Or it will be the rare individual that loves to do those things. It's painful now. So right now, you may look at those people and you're feeling so much pity for them. You're like, wow, this person is suffering. Man, they must not be enjoying anything. Blah, 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 blah. Later on, however, when they have lost that weight, or their A1C gets better, or their blood pressure gets normal, or they start fitting in clothes that they've not fit in a long time, they start having a better quality of life, they take fewer tablets, fewer pills every day, and they just feel great, their cholesterol is down, they're able to live longer because they're around for their families. Later on, a harvest of righteousness and peace has come for those that have been trained by that discipline. Because discipline is training, and training takes time. Training takes time, right? So that pain brings training. And if you let that training run its course, later on, your life will be better. Contrast this with instant gratification, where people, that's one thing about the current generation. There's a lot of things about living in the present, living the now, living the moment. You know, just follow your passions and do it right now. Right? People are not willing to sacrifice for the future anymore these days. They just want to get exactly what they want right now. And then, you know, whatever the future holds, they can always worry about the future later. But honestly, that's not a smart way to live at all. That is literally not a smart way to live at all. Literally at all. So you have to be extremely careful with the way you live, especially in relation to our walk with Christ. A walk with Christ is an example of a present discipline. It's painful, right? Believe it or not, living for Christ, there's definitely some pain associated with it. The Bible says, if any man will follow me, let him carry his cross daily. Carrying a cross is heavy, right? That's like living a life of obedience, serving the Lord, keeping away from sin and evil and iniquity. All those things are painful. Those things are not easy. But later on, there'll be a harvest of righteousness and peace if you've been trained. Because that pain of discipline is training you. Training is usually done to acquire a skill. You're acquiring skills in holiness and righteousness. You're acquiring things that will make your life better. So I'm just encouraging you today, right? Be willing to go through discipline. In this instant gratification world we live in, finding a person that is disciplined or seeing the virtue of discipline is almost like an afterthought. People are like, everything has to be drive-through. I got to get it right now, right here. No, that's not the way to live. That's honestly, genuinely not a way to live. So I'm just going to encourage you today, you know, keep hope alive, but go through that process of discipline. There is a good reward in the end, right? So if you know you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, right? You've been living for your own pleasures, your own desires. I'll encourage you to surrender to Him today. Yes, there is a discipline that you're going to be going through, but it's for your own good. It's for your own benefit. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me of all my sins. Save my soul. Wash me clean in your blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Cleanse me of all my sins. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live a life of holiness and obedience. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for each and every one of us, for those that have surrendered to you, and those of us listening to this podcast, including myself. Give us the grace to live lives of discipline, and let that discipline train us, so that later on, give us the grace not to live our lives based on now, but live our lives based on later on, right? Be disciplined in the now, so that our later on will be much better than our present. Help us, O Lord, and I commit this weekend into your hands. Please glorify your name in our lives and honor your name in our lives. For in Jesus, and those that have given their lives to you, please strengthen them and strengthen us. See us through to the very end. Let us not break down along the wayside in our walk of faith with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. For those that have surrendered their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. 96 to 101, titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand. For many people, the New Living Translation is amazing. Read it every day. Think about what you've read. Write down action steps based on your life. Follow those steps. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. Number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church. A Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, and they are not Bible-believing. So find a place that where you can hear the true, pure, undiluted Word of God. Fellowship with other believers. Obey the Word of God. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Until episode 239, have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Shalom.